weekdays from 4.
105 Drive with Julian Clover.
Seeing you home.
I met with Nikki Massey on Monday afternoon. She invited me to go along to Station Road to see for myself the traffic that was coming down the road at the part of Cambridge that reduced quite heavily by school children and students and many other people for that matter crossing the road, their visibility obstructed by overhang from scaffolding close to the station. Well, today she sent me an email telling me of some good news. So I asked her into Cambridge 105 a little earlier to tell me more. Right, so Nikki, we've met on Monday afternoon on Station Road and you were showing me where the scaffolding was coming out and the general problem of visibility of seeing cars going up and down of Station Road. And since then, you've done your survey, which was Tuesday. What did you find from that?
It was very interesting. We've got an awful lot of data from the count, which we started at 8 o'clock in the morning and we was due to finish at 6 p.m. However, at 6 p.m. it was still quite busy, so we carried on till 6:30. We've actually got a cars and taxis and trade fan total for the whole day, or at least up until 6:30 at night, of 5,062 going up and down to the station. There was a footfall of 7,155 pedestrians going up and down the road, and people trying to cross that road of 1,064.
That's a lot of people and a lot more cars as well.
There's a lot more cars, and in fact there's a lot more cars than there are cyclists, and I did assume that the cyclists was actually going to be a lot more than there are. But there still is quite a lot of 2,044 cyclists going up and down Station Road every day. And this was on Tuesday, which I felt Tuesday was a particularly quiet day considering to what I normally see it. So I do wonder exactly what the figure would have been if I'd attempted to do it on a Friday.
Yeah, I guess, you know, you could get tremendous numbers on some day, a regular Friday, not necessarily this Friday, of course, being a holiday, but certainly most times of the week. Taxis as well. Taxis, there just seems to be so many taxis buzzing up and down Station Road.
The total count for the taxis was 2,973. And what was interesting was, apart from there was peak times really for pedestrians and cyclists, for the taxis and cars, there's no real peak time. It's constant. You have a surge at the beginning of the day and the end of the day where people are being dropped off and picked up. But other than that, there was a constant average of around 142 taxis per half an hour.
Now, you've since had a meeting with county council officials and I think some of the developers as well. What did they say to your findings?
So today there was a meeting with the traffic manager, a county official, our county councillor Ashley Walsh, our councillor Richard Robertson, and Frank Gawthorpe from the Residents Association. We all joined by Microsoft to discuss the findings of the count on Tuesday. We were joined by two developers, one from Brookgate and one from Waite. Brookgate, as I said on Monday, have always been very supportive and very sympathetic to the pedestrian cause. And there is now an agreement that a pedestrian crossing is going in on Tuesday and it will remain there until the end of the year.
Now, that's really good because initially they were just going to put one in for a couple of weeks, I think, to deal with some issues they had up towards the station. But why have they now changed their minds?
So initially, they were going to have to put a crossing in, which we only discovered on Tuesday, a temporary crossing for about 2 weeks, as there was some works going on towards the top of the station. They were having to close one of the pavements. And in order to do that, they needed to make sure that everybody had a safe way of crossing Station Road, so the crossing was going in. However, Brookgate understands that it is indeed very difficult to cross Station Road. A crossing is needed. So they've agreed to fund a permanent crossing in there until the end of the works. In doing so, they want to make sure that all the pedestrians are safe and they will close the path that is closest to Microsoft on the station side. Mm. And that is the side where all the work is going on. So you've got all the lorries, all the working vehicles or the cement vehicles going in and out of there.
I'm guessing that's useful for everybody, really. Obviously, we want everyone to be safe as they cross Station Road. And from a developer point of view, you're not going to have pedestrians wandering around all over the place.
And they can just get on with their work.
But precisely. So by the sounds of things, everybody wins from that. And what sort of crossing is it going to be?
It will be a pelican crossing. So that's a push button.
Red man, green man kind of thing going on. Okay, that's pretty good.
And what we've said we'll do, because there is concerns about the amount of pedestrians that will be just using one pavement. Although when we did the count, it was noted that pedestrians do favour one side than the other. So moving them from one to the other shouldn't make too much difference. But we are going to monitor it on a monthly basis, and that will be working in conjunction with myself, the Residents Association and the council. We're all going to monitor it monthly just to make sure that everybody stays safe.
And I guess there's the issue, when I'm wandering along, I just go furthest away from the building work as possible. And presumably that's what everybody else naturally does, really.
Well, actually, what they have been doing is everybody was walking down by the John Paul construction site and through their little scaffolding and just funneling through that. And unfortunately, that does mean that they were crossing the site entrances, which, when there was a lorry coming in or goods coming in, was causing a safety issue.
Oh, I see, right.
If we take away that path and all the pedestrians use the other side of the road, there is no longer a safety issue.
Okay, well, it's really good news, Nikki. Thank you very much for coming in to tell us about it. And obviously, keep us updated. It's really, really interesting as to what's happening there.
The next meeting is mid-May, and that's to discuss the Northern Access Road.
Okay, I'm sure you'll be back. Nikki, thanks very much.
Thank you.